Blue Bottle. Written by Belinda Castles and read by Jennifer Valetic. The dedication reads, "For my brothers and sisters." Christmas Day. There was a house on a honeycomb cliff above the Pacific, perched over the beach in air as scrubbed and softened as old linen. A deep scoop of land in front had fallen away and sat in rocky clumps in the water beneath, surfacing at low tide. The house was humble, made of apricot fibro, its roof dull and rusted, the scrub on the escarpment reaching up towards it, ready to pull it down. When storm heads built out to sea, you could imagine it in pieces, splintered slabs jutting from the surf like those rocks that were once land in the sky. On Christmas Day 1994, a bright mist filled the sunny bowl of the beach and gully and gave the day a nostalgic feeling even as it unfolded. The Christmas visitors under the cliff moved sleepily, a little tipsy perhaps from picnic champagne, wandering between the baking orange sand and the cool, invigorating surf. Some drifting down to the rusty shore, dodging the skittering kids and their trenches and castles, noticed a small, pink-shouldered man leaping about at the water's edge. He galloped one way and then the other along a 5-metre stretch of sand, like a coach on the touchline, raising his fist to the sky, calling out to the sea. He jumped in the air. He leaned on his knees and shook his head. People eyed him curiously as they pushed into the swirling waters towards the sandbar. The swimmers let out their waves of delight as they rode the peaks and his booming voice carried above them, calling out names.
Lou! Jack! Phoebe!
A strong-looking girl on a striped board teetered and crashed near the shore. Her board shot out towards a swimmer and stopped just short, caught by her leg rope. She emerged from the foam, her long blonde hair in strips across her face, smiling.
Sorry, she said,
before turning to the man on the beach, her hand resting on her board as though it were a piano, and this was the moment of silence before she let loose her voice. The man, too, seemed like he was waiting for her to sing, looking up into the misty sky and then back at the girl, aqua eyes made of the same stuff as the sea. The day, endless as it felt, began to wane. The lifesavers were packing up their shelter, pulling up the flags.
Merry Christmas! One called into his loud hailer from the beach buggy. Stay safe!
He started the vehicle and called to the man at the shore.
Watch the rip!
But he didn't seem to hear, absorbed by the sight of a chubby little kid leaping sideways, laughing off her board into the messy pond at his feet.